thought I'd give you a brief rundown on what's happening down here. I've had the council in session all morning, and the Pakistanis have made a long speech about their position.
Yep.
We're resuming again at 3:30. The adjournment is to permit more consultation.
Right.
The Russians and the French and the Malaysians and the Jordan are unwilling to take action today.
Yep.
The Jordanians and the Malaysians wanted to go over until Monday. I said,
wait a minute. I've got to listen to you, Ambassador Jack Valenti. Which one do you think I ought to listen to? He's here and he's talking. And I'm hearing him out of my left ear and you out of my right. Now, which one do you think I ought to?
You're the president.
Okay. Well, you ought to make my choice?
Yes.
I'm going to ask Jack, you let me talk to Goldberg, and then I get through with him, I'll give the all. Go ahead.
Okay, Mr. President. By the way, how have you been?
Fine.
Good. You didn't tell me I'd have a war on my hand when I came down.
No, I didn't, but I wish you didn't have.
No, I wish the hell we didn't have either. Anyhow, I said I would not be willing to adjourn the council till Monday.
Yeah.
The situation is too urgent.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep it going today and tonight if necessary. I said that they could consult with their government, which the Russians say they want to do, and we'd reconvene tomorrow.
And put Bill Moyers on. Go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead.
We'd reconvene tomorrow morning, and we would hopefully arrive at a decision tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon, long as necessary, to get this council on record, to get this damn war over.
All right.
And that's what we're going to do.
All right.
So far, the Russians don't look like they're out of tandem with us. Although, you know, they're never forthcoming. They're messenger boys down here.
They want to talk
to their people.
Yep.
The Muslim states are a little bit falling off under Pakistani pressure.
Yep.
Jordan and Malaysia.
Yep.
That's understandable.
Yeah.
You know, they have very close ties. But I still think we can maneuver this to a unanimous resolution tomorrow, ordering a ceasefire and making reference to the fact that third parties are aggravating the situation.
All right.
So I'm hopeful we can come out again with a unanimous statement.
All right.
It'll take a bit of doing. We won't be able to do it today.
All right.
But I'm pretty confident we can do it tomorrow.
What time are you meeting tomorrow?
We will meet again early in the morning.
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. 10:30, when they usually do. I haven't declared that yet. I will declare that at the end of the meeting today.
When is the meeting over today?
Well, I'll keep it going as long as it's necessary to get all these speakers out. We've got about a dozen speakers.
All right.
I will make a statement for us at the end of the, that's the custom, at the end of the discussion, in which I will again repeat our friendship to both sides and our desire to get a settlement and have a little expression of nobody should aggravate the situation that doesn't promote peace. And we're clearing that.
All right, is that all you got to tell me?
Yeah.
Now, two or three things on my part.
Yeah.
You got a pencil there, you want to take some notes? I said to the group the other day that we're not pro-labor, the steel people, pro-business. We are pro-freedom, pro-freedom. Now, we're not pro-Pakistani, we're not pro-India, we're pro-freedom in the world.
Right.
We're for any nation, every nation, determining what it wants to do and then being left alone,
right,
free from aggression. We're not even going to tell the North Vietnamese what they got to do, or the Chinese what they got to do.
Right.
Now, we feel that very, very strongly. My own personal opinion is that the 20 years that the UN's been in existence, it hadn't had a fair shake. I don't think that Austin, and I don't think that Lodge, and I don't think that Stevenson ever got over the fact that we just couldn't fight any more wars and we had to settle them some way, and this is the best way to settle them. Now, Morris says we oughtn't to be so strong for UN settling Pakistan, India, and then being gangsters so far as in Vietnam's concerned. Well, I don't know whether I didn't get us into Vietnam, and that was behind me before I got into it.
Yeah,
but now when I ask you to go off the court,
yeah.
I didn't do it to liquidate the UN. When I backed up and agreed to a new position, which was humiliating for me to do, I didn't do it because I wanted to liquidate. If I don't want to liquidate, I just let it go on as it was and it would go. Now, my whole purpose and my primary objective is to try to finally do an education job on the world, that we can't fight another war, whatever else you say. If we can, we've got to resolve it some way, and this is the only way I know to resolve it, or at least the best way I know to resolve it. So we've got to give them standing and prestige, so forth. So the President of the United States, the most powerful country in the world, and the United States, is standing there and getting down on its knees and not standing 10 feet tall, but even standing lower than Utah of Burma to support him all the way on this thing. And we are transferring from the White House up to the United Nations our position. So I've told Bill Moore, you tell these folks that we can't be dealing under the table and carrying on a little private negotiation with Pakistan, a little private one with India, and a little private one with somebody else who's dealing between the two of them, while this man, his prestige and his organization and all of them are trying to work with the other nations of the world. We are really leaning over to try to go along with De Gaulle, to try to go along with the Russians. If there's any way in the world, we can. Now, in that process, it's very important that you educate, and I think the basic qualification that you've got that the others have not had is twofold. One is you don't point up the areas of disagreement. You find the areas that we can agree on, and any damn fool can disagree on 40 things, but the few things that we can agree on, so you search them out. Second is, I think that you can get over your viewpoint better to the country and to the public. So I would like for you to say, Moyer said this morning, the position of the United States is as enunciated by Goldberg yesterday upon advice and counsel and instructions of the President. That's being done up there. We're not going to do it here. You're going to do it State Department here, not going to do it the ambassadors here, not going to do it with Pakistan, India here or out there. It's going to be done up there. So you and Rush get together, be sure you're in agreement. Then,
yes.
Okay, on the ticket on.
After the council meeting, and anytime you can, and give them the damnedest slug of information that they ever got about the United States supporting the United Nations and trying to build up the United Nations every way in the world you can, and then you try to be on that front page every morning, right along with the Russians, right, in language that the cab driver can understand better than he can the Russians about how much you want peace. They say we don't want peace because I don't give out an interview every day. Now, I don't give out an interview every day because it makes you look like a midget if I'm handling down here and you just popping off up there. So I'm trying to get it transferred to where you speak for us, that we pull all of our folks together. But in order to do that, you've got to get all these columnists. Now, you were going to do that for me on the steel thing. You never did get around to doing it because it never did come through, and you got busy in India and Pakistan, and I never saw all these liberal
columns.
I got the letters, but I'm talking about the columns.
Yeah.
You remember what I told you. You got involved in Pakistan. That's, we struck out on that. We'll do it again next time. Now, let's don't strike out on this, though.
Didn't Drew come through?
No, ain't nobody come through. You just get busy on this.
Yeah.
And be sure that before you go into your council, after you get out of your council, wherever you are, that you're background and talking to them and having hopes and strength that here's the problem, and that you're saying every breath, we think the Pakistan people ought to have a ceasefire until we can pull this thing. We think India ought to do it. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Hold the two of them. Be equal to both. Strictly neutral. Pull them together. No threats. But they've got to. They just can't afford to have this World War III, and they just, people are still paying for World War II and World War I, and they can't have that kind of crime around their necks. And you give plenty of information, and every day say, I've just talked to the President, I've just talked to the Secretary of State, and you talk to Bundy and to Bill Moyers, and when I'm in other things, and to me.
Right.
But be sure that you're talking to them every day so that we can put everything we've got behind the United Nations in this endeavor. Now, Bill wants to say something.
Just saying, Mr. President, on the wire on the right is the first report, and I think it's very accurate, of the briefing this morning about this. It's up a little higher. It's already gone by. If you want to read it to the ambassador.
Yeah, I saw it there.
So he's got the same line.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll
see it. President
planned
to fly to New York afternoon Sunday to have dinner at Goldberg. This is on another thing, but I already did. One time the President thought of coming back to Washington after the dinner, but White House
Secretary Morris said the chief executive now intends to remain overnight. Right. Johnson never before met the current Pope, 62 as vice president, to pay the Vatican visit on Pope John. Paid $145 too, Bill. You have to see what Pope it was then. White House had no details on when the October 4th meeting would take place. Response request, the press secretary, the president had no plan to address the UN. Apparently, Johnson returned to Washington October 4th shortly after his meeting with Pope, so I can get down here and watch his speech on television. In recent international crisis involving Vietnam, the Dominican Republic White House has supplied much pinpoint information on Johnson's activities. But because of the Indo-Pakistan conflict is before the UN, also because of Red Chinese incursion to relate the overall picture, White House wanted to avoid any impression of independent activity. The arena is at the United Nations, Moyer said. That was his, what I asked him to do yesterday and today. Meanwhile, officials said Johnson, for the president, was avoiding any specific comment on India, Pakistan, or Red China, lest he create an inaccurate impression on Utah that this country is proceeding on one course while the Secretary General is embarked on another. Right. Our attitude, Morris said, is the entire proposition to rest the UN where it should be. Morris added the president continued to hope the UN could produce a quick and positive result which would lead to restoration. Only to quit hoping so much. Johnson's time was greatly occupied with studying and so forth. Barring a change of heart, he will stay here. Now, I think you ought to use this with Utah. I think you ought to just say this represents a dramatic, constructive move on the part of my government that the President and the Secretary of State have said that where he leads us, we will follow. We will support this man. They turn him down, kick him in the ass, but we're going to put our arm around him, and you just tell us which way you go, and we'll support you as best we can.
Right. Now, Mr. President, have you seen me on television on this subject?
Yeah. I think it's good, too.
Have you got a copy of the speech I made last night at the lawyers?
No, I can tell you no. Billy's asking you.
Yes,
Bill was busy talking with a more important member.
I saw it, Mr. Ambassador, in the Washington Post this morning. There's a fuller account of it in the Star this afternoon.
Get a hold. I made a complete statement on this Kashmir thing, where just what the president has been saying.
Well, you get the Pauline Fredericks in, and you get all of them in, and you saturate the...
Right.
I think John Bircher's getting more publicity in the United Nations. I've been watching it for 2 days here, and I saw you sitting there listening to him and writing some notes, and I saw you read a statement, which is very good and positive, but I... Benson drowned you out. He's opened headquarters of John Birch Society down here.
President, I'll do that. I'm doing it every day.
Good.
You do something for me?
Yes, sir.
What the hell is Wayne Hayes carrying a torch against me?
No, he can't. Well, but it's like saying, what the hell is Wayne Morse against the steel company?
I'll take care of Wayne Morse.
Yeah.
I've taken care of him 3-4 times.
Well, ain't nobody can take care of Wayne Morse or Wayne Hayes.
Well, I'll take care of him partially. At least he didn't jump on us over in the end.
No.
And he was threatening to, and I'll get a hold of him. And